Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. It is a getaway Friday, December the 12th, 2025. 12:25, 14 minutes past the hour. And what a night last night it was. Matt Morgan is here live in the studio on time this morning because he had to get up at 3 a.m. this morning to go do some work before he came here.
Yeah, it was good.
Was it good?
I'm on to my second monster. I have a third monster out in the car.
So how much did you sleep last night?
I woke up, I don't know, like 2:30, so like 3.5. I went to bed at 11.
You know, that's not bad.
3.5 hours.
That's not bad. When we like took the trips to New York, or I did that in the past, it's usually like 4-5 hours tops at night. So it's not bad.
Well, I mean, I usually get about 5 to 6. I never get like 7. Very rarely do I get 7 or 8 hours of sleep.
Fruitcake toss wore you out last night, huh?
Well, I mean, I had to be at work at 3, so I mean, otherwise, it probably would have been up to like 1:32 as per usual.
Well, let's talk about the fruitcake toss. Adam did a great news report there. Adam, thanks for the great news report, filling us in on what happened last night. Well, the weather was perfect. A little chilly, but it's December. You have to expect that. And on a chilly December night, close to 30 degrees is pretty good. And nobody froze to death. No frostbite or anything like that. We had no snow, just a little, it wasn't even a sprinkling, just a few white drops at one point. No rain, no ice, couldn't have been better.
Jeez.
No wind, really, last night. Not much wind at all. The Wyman did donate their Christmas tree, did a great job with that. We thank Ed Pickett and Marshall Cunningham for bringing that. Nobody hit the tree, so we did. I knew nobody would hit the tree, although they could have.
By the way, I wanted to, I feel the need to mention that Brian, so we didn't have,
Oh, you already want to get into the results?
Well, I mean,
I was running down what was going on last night.
Oh, fine, go ahead.
Well, the Salvation Army was here. What a canteen they have. I didn't realize it was like a whole, mobile restaurant they have there. Very, very nice. They didn't have a bell ringer. I never heard the bell one time.
They had a bell ringer.
Did they have I didn't hear the bell.
There was a bell. I heard the bell.
I never heard the bell. Maybe I was busy doing things. But they did have a canteen out there. I saw that. I just never heard anybody ringing a bell. What else was going on last night? We had the homeless shelter, I believe, did get the tree last night. So I'm glad they have the tree. Hopefully they'll decorate that today. I don't know how much money the Salvation Army got, but I did see people slipping money into the kettle, which was good. And Bob Walsh brought the plaques from Columbus, and they looked great last night. We gave them all away. One to the winner, Brian Murphy, who repeated last night. Bob Bender was there. He got his Upper Crust Society Award. He also threw, first-time fruitcake thrower. Larry Barnett was there. He got his first-time thrower as well, 5 feet. Interesting story there. Mayor Kellogg had the ceremonial first throw, and he actually did pretty good. Mayor Kellogg dropped his cane and said, "I'm throwing this fruitcake last night."
Did you ever throw the fruitcake?
No, I didn't. I forgot to throw it last night.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, because you at one point towards the end said, "Oh, I gotta throw the fruitcake."
And then I was thinking,
"I don't know, I don't know the."
Well, I'll tell you what happened last night. Nobody went around. We've had this problem in years past. Really, people need to register, because we have no idea who's there to throw. And when I'm standing there doing the broadcast, it's dark. And I had a big light behind me last night. And the Industrial Channel, by the way, we got to thank them for the Buckeye Donuts and the Maple Bacon Donuts and the cookies that they provided last night. But there was a big light behind me, so I really couldn't see who was there because it's dark. And people normally stood where the Salvation Army van was, so I could see people across the way, but they were standing behind me
last
night.
Did you miss somebody?
No, but I kept thinking, I don't want to miss anybody. And nobody was, like, running up to throw. So I kept, at a certain point...
Well, because you were calling out names. Everybody thought there was a list.
But there wasn't. There was no list. So I wasn't sure at one point who had thrown and who hadn't. Plus, I didn't have everybody's name. Like when Naomi called in her husband and son, she just said, my husband and son. So I did not want to get their names wrong on the air. So I didn't have their names. I didn't have the kids' names last night, but we had, I think, James Walker's kids and Miranda's kids threw the fruitcake. So there were just some people who I did not know. And I didn't know who wanted to throw and who didn't want to throw. And you just never know. Plus, a lot of people had a lot of clothes on last night. People had hats. People had their hoods up. So it was kind of hard to see faces.
I had a lot of clothes on last night.
You have to.
I wore jeans, I wore dress pants, I wore two pairs of socks, the dress shoes. I wore like a suit.
Well, Mayor Kellogg walked up there and he just said, listen, I'm 90 years old. He dropped the cane and tossed that fruitcake 35 feet, which in turn was not a bad throw because County Commissioner Kevin Davidson threw right after him and only threw for 30. So Mayor Kellogg still got it.
Well, I mean, that's good, I guess. Yeah, I mean, that's what you want, so long as you're not a bottom.
Frank Gibson from the Industrial Channel, his first throw, 57 feet. Not bad. First-time entrant. Bob Welsh, who thought he was going to take it all, showed up 45 minutes early, was out there ready to go, 55 feet. I think that may have been his best throw. We had Ed Pickett finished third. We had no ties last night. First, second, and third were all former fruitcake champions.
Yeah.
Brian Murphy had won it last year. He won it again this year.
Like I said, he would, by the way. I feel the need to point that out.
Yeah, but you know, not by much. Not by much.
Not by much.
No, Sheriff Bales threw for 70.
Yeah, this is actually what I was going to say. So we don't have a marker for 80. And the tree was at about 75. It was supposed to be at 70, but we set it up at 75 and then didn't want to move it because we didn't know how stable the setup was there.
I didn't understand the whole tree thing. I wasn't down there when that was going on.
So we didn't want to move all that. Didn't want to ruin the tree on accident. But so it was set up at 75, and it was past that. Like I called it 78. But it was probably closer to like 81.
Oh, don't ever say that, because then, see, people will say, well, it was this, well, it was that.
Well, I mean, like, we got to mark it farther now. I mean, that's all.
No, it's done. It's in the history books. It's over. Once the night's over.
Not the throw. I mean, we got to do more like markers.
Well,
like one or two more markers.
Well, we do a marker every 10 foot.
Yeah.
So theoretically, between 70 and 80 shouldn't be that hard to figure out. Because we do have a 70-foot marker.
Yeah.
So I you could have stepped it off.
I mean, I guess I could have. I mean, there's a...
You would have only had to go 8 feet. In any event, it's a new fruitcake toss record. Which tells me Brian was practicing. And I think he said that when I interviewed him right before the show. He said, you know, a lot of pressure takes him back to his old competitive wrestling days. He's competitive, but a nice man. Nice man.
Yeah, I think so.
Broke the record 78 feet last night. The old record was 72 feet. Sheriff Bales, by the way, he finished second. We all thought he had it in the bag after that 70-foot throw because that was further than any throw we had the previous year. He outthrew Brian the previous year.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, there's that. But Ed Pickett, 68, he ended up in third. Now, Ed was the 2022 Fruitcake Toss champion. Aaron Rollins threw for 34. James Walker, first-time thrower, Strongest Towns, what would you say, proponent. 60 feet, first-time thrower, he did very well. Miranda McGinnis, first woman to throw last night. Auditor, 43 feet, not bad. Glenn Coble, 38 feet. He's about where he has always been. Martin Watts, deputy auditor, got 58 feet. Not bad. Matt Bales, as we said, 70 feet. Brian Murphy, 78 feet. Tara Dyer did pretty good at 43 feet. I think she improved over the year before. Naomi got 40 feet. Not bad. Let's see here. Who is next on the list? I'm trying to read Terry's handwriting here. Oh, Rob. Naomi's husband got 65 feet. That was very good. Just outside of all the fruitcake toss champions. Amy Parker with the peanut butter jelly truck got 25. Not bad there. Your brother Caleb got 63. You got 55. The Grinch threw for the first time 25 feet. Of course, Santa out threw him. Santa got 45. Bob Bender threw for 28. Aaron, Naomi's son, got 44 feet. That was nice. Jason Schauber, oh, Lord, 45 feet. He threw it to the heavens. He and Aaron Rollins both. They would have won the awards last night for height.
You know, I think that if a lot of the people who threw it, you know, high could level it out, I think it, you know, they'd be, you know, up towards the
Why don't they listen? I've been saying this for 6 years now. If you go for height, you're not going to win because height takes it off. It takes off your distance.
Well, I mean, it's a fruit. I mean, it's not aerodynamic. I mean, it's a brick of fruitcake. So, I mean, it's not, you know, it's not really gonna fly.
I think they
like
just
that.
Wanted to disconnect the electricity to this building because they always come close to hitting the wires up there.
Well, Santa Claus actually, you know, he had some Christmas magic behind him. There's, you know, like the wires, like you mentioned. There's like one that's like not as taut as the other one, so it makes like a gap there. Santa Claus threw it straight through the gap.
Santa Claus, if you could have seen it last night, he had the most soft throw. It was just most people throw it kind of rough, and he just had the most soft, fluffy throw. It just kind of carried. Just went right over. Grinch, as I said, came in behind Santa, 25 feet. Dana Martin from the homeless shelter got 60 feet. She did very well. See, people say a woman can't win. She's only 18 foot off from the winner, and that was her first throw. Larry Barnett did 5 because he just walked up there and threw it down because he said that's what he used to do in the baseball world. So, funny as always. And then we had the kids last night. Some of the kids, let's see, we had Mackenzie threw for 15. Maddie threw for 30. Mark threw for 25. Gigi threw for 11. I can't make out this other. Glory, I think, threw for, what was that, 10? And then there's one down here I have no idea. Looks like 12. So the another one threw for 18. The kids did good.
Well, that's what you want. You know, that they're going to be future fruitcake champions right there.
Well, it's a lot of fun, and I think everybody got their hot chocolate and their water. I wonder if it was hot water last night. Probably don't want cold water. Thank the Salvation Army. Thank the Industrial Channel. I'm glad everybody was enjoying their Buckeye Donuts. They were good. I did not have one because I was hosting. Usually when you're hosting, you're talking, so you're not eating. So we thank Terry Klein and his group for that. And the Y-Men for donating the tree to the homeless shelter. So it was a big night for all. And another big win for the Marion City Schools.
You know, yeah.
Now, I don't actually know how the... We had the broadcast equipment hooked up early and ready to go. And we had a little glitch before we started, but I do think it came across well. Now, did anybody listen to the broadcast last night? If you did, let us know how it sounded. I think it sounded fine, but I don't really know, because obviously doing it, I was not listening to it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, and I have not had a chance to go back and listen to it. Glenn led us in a couple Christmas carols last night. We did Jingle Bells and... We wish you a Merry Christmas. We did sing to Larry. Larry actually sang along with the Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Root, root, root for the umpires, he said. So that was a lot of fun. It was just a lot of fun on the whole. So if anybody's got anything to say about the fruitcake toss last night, 740-383-9944. And Brian Murphy got a plaque again from Bob Welsh. He got an actual Claxton fruitcake. And Bob Bender and Larry Barnett got their plaques as well. And I think they were both very pleased. Oh, and Mrs. Barnett, what a nice lady she is. I don't know that I've never, ever had met Mrs. Barnett, Larry's wife. Couldn't have been a nicer lady.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have a chance to speak with her, but I'm sure she's nice, yeah.
Jet Kellogg's daughter, I believe, was there with him last night. I had not seen her in a long time. Good to see her. Jack's doing well, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I spoke with Jack a bit.
I was going to say, I said, Mayor, I think you should run again. I think you've had a few years off now. I think it's time for you to make another run. Come back and save the city from the financial deficits that we're in. Maybe you should run again.
I don't know that he'd be all about that.
No, I think he could do it. I think he could win.
Well, I think he could win, but I don't know. I don't know that you'd have a hard time convincing him to run.
I think Jack could still do it.
I'm sure he could.
I ran into Jack in the hallway because Jack and Larry and Mrs. Barnett were inside staying warm while we were getting started, and Jack was telling me, he was sharp as a tack. He was telling me, you know, he'd had a few health problems this last year, and he told me how he got through them, and he was good.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's what you want.
Yeah. So it was fun galore. So give us a buzz if you have any thoughts on it, if you were a part of it last night, would like to say anything, or anything else. 740-383-9944. I think it would be hard. We did love the Love Your Fruitcake meme that came out yesterday, but I don't know what other memes you could come up with from that event last night. I think they would be hard.
I don't know. I'm sure you could make a meme out of me and my brother trying to figure out how to prop this tree up. I mean, we just had a folding chair out there and we're like flipping it all around on the ground trying to figure out how to put the tree up.
Well, that's true, I guess. Well, okay, let's take the phone call here and see. I think you have to do more with the throwers. I forgot to mention Kent Halloran, who actually, you said he threw 8 feet. I don't think so. He threw into the crowd. It went backwards.
Well, but then it ended up on, like, the other side of the kettle.
By the way, I literally, he threw into the crowd.
Yes.
It about killed somebody.
I thought it was going to hit the Salvation Army canteen.
Well, it would have put a dent in it. I know it would have. If that fruitcake would have hit somebody in the head, it would have been JFK all over again. It would have knocked them out. It would have been over. Go ahead, caller.
The crowd had to disperse for safety.
You know, I saw my life flash before my eyes when that fruitcake went the wrong direction. I thought, oh, my God.
You saw that liability that I was talking about yesterday, didn't you?
I thought I was going to end up in a federal incarceration.
Oh, my God. A good time was had by all, Spears.
Did you have a good time last night?
It was fun. We had a nice time.
See, there's something about that event. I don't know what it is, but people like it.
You know, and as your post said, there were... How many people? Did you have a head count?
You know, all together, I really don't. I have the throwers, which, again, as I said, is usually between 30 and 50. But a lot of other people were there, like Mrs. Barnett, who did not throw. A lot of people brought their wives. The Salvation Army did not throw. See, there's somebody I forgot about. There were three people, I think, working the Salvation Army.
I think at least everyone had a... I mean, the kids might have counted as a plus one, but I think most of the throwers had a plus one.
I think they did. So the crowd itself was... Well, Aaron brought his significant other. I know she was there. So, yeah, I mean, there were...
Wendy, so
I'm going to guess there
was... Amy's husband was there.
Oh, that's right. Amy's husband was there, yep. So I'm going to say there were definitely over 50 people there.
Dana Martin wasn't even going to throw. She's like, no, I'm just going to watch. I'm just going to watch. I was like, get up there and throw that fruitcake. And then she gets up there and throws it 60 feet.
I know. She was the top woman last night. How about that?
Yes. And she's like, I never thought. I was like, now go get your donut.
I know. And the donuts were great from what I understand.
I my husband had one. My son had one. I did not have them. I'm not a fan of donuts. But they looked good. They looked very good.
Yeah. So what was your take on the event as far as the competition itself? How did Brian Murphy repeat
last
night?
Clearly the man has been training all year.
He had to have been.
Yeah, he had to have been. I mean, you just can't whip that out just 365 days later without any practice at all. So I bet he has a little fruitcake training course or something set up at the school, his house, the gymnasium, somewhere the man's training for the fruitcake toss.
Well, you know, I honestly felt that It was
the
almost
sheriff man though. Like at the beginning, everybody's like, "Well, we might as well just go home."
See, you think that, and then
and then Murphy goes and throws it to the alley.
Well, I honestly thought it was in a different zip code when he threw it. It just sailed, and I thought, "Wow, it's going to go past the tree."
He definitely has a technique.
Yeah.
So. Maybe he can have a little fruitcake training camp for us next year, and we can all go in this just hardcore and no prisoners.
Well, did you notice that there actually is a technique, and a lot of people who go for height, it kills their throw?
You know what? I kept telling myself that. Do not throw it high. Do not throw it high. Of course, I had seen the aftermath of a couple of people that had thrown it high. So I took your advice. I went low. Got 40. That's the median. You said
everybody's
usually between 30 and 50. I got the median.
Yep, 30 and 50. Well, plus we had Jet Kellogg's wife, or no, not wife, his daughter there was, Terry was there last night. Both Terrys, Terry Tackett, Terry Klein. So they were non-throwers. Sean was there, absolutely. So, yeah.
Matthew, you looked so nice in your suit last night. I didn't get a chance to say hi to you, though.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
He didn't realize it was black tie.
I was like, oh, Matt has on a suit. It's the fruitcake toss that he gets dressed up for.
Well, it's the event of the holiday season, you see.
Next year, I'm wearing a ball gown.
I think you should.
I think I should, too. I would have last night if I'd known.
Were you nostalgic? Because you said you had not seen Jack Kellogg for a long time, and I thought he did great.
I took my son to talk to him.
Oh, good. Yeah. He's a delightful man.
Yes, he's very nice, and we had a very nice conversation with him.
I love that he got up there, and he just dropped his cane.
Oh, he said, tap it, and just flung the fruitcake.
He said, I'm 90, and I'm just throwing this thing. And again, it shows the good nature of Jack Kellogg. And again, has thrown it before, and did okay.
At 90, he hung for a long time. He wasn't there until the very end, but he hung for a long time. And then he said, it's cold, and I'm 90, and I'm going home.
Yeah. Well, he definitely gets the age award, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's very, very nice, and boy, I hope to be just half that spry when I'm that age. And Larry Barnett is a very nice man, out working the crowd. I thought, that's good stuff. I'm Larry Barnett, nice to meet you. It's so nice to meet you, going around shaking everybody's hands. Thanks for coming out, nice to meet you.
Oh, and his wife, an absolute sweet lady.
I think I met her, but I don't think I got to spend a lot of time talking to her. Like, there were quite a few people there, and you know, people I hadn't seen for a while, and people that I know well, and yeah, and then people sort of huddled together for their collective body heat. But even that wasn't bad. But I put on a bunch of clothes last night. I layered up.
No, it really wasn't bad. When we went out to set up the radio broadcast, I was out there for like 30 minutes, and I thought, you know, it's kind of getting cold out here. But then I realized if I spend 45 out here, which is the time of the actual event, this isn't going to be bad. And I couldn't wear gloves setting up the radio equipment because you can't hit the buttons.
My nose was cold. Was the only part of me that was cold. But I had on two pairs of pants, pair of thick socks, my winter boots, a t-shirt, a hoodie, my coat, and gloves, and a headband. So,
you know, it was a wonderful event, and the only disaster that could have happened was, did Kent say it got caught on his ring? Is that
he
what happened?
He said it got caught on his ring, yeah.
Got caught on his ring.
What people need to realize is this fruitcake, I do believe, is from 1923. And
I think they all are.
And it's touche. Yeah. And it is wrapped in styrofoam and tape. So,
No styrofoam.
Bubble wrap.
Okay, I was like, there's some nature of protective something barrier on it. So, it's possible for it to have gotten caught on his ring.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, honestly, when you think about it, all we have on that, I mean, there really is a Claxton fruitcake, maybe two layers of bubble wrap and some tape so the bubble wrap doesn't come off, and
oh,
it doesn't break.
It's way lighter than I thought. I wouldn't have been able to practice with a hand weight because the proportion is different than what I expected it to be.
It's one
but
pound.
Now I know.
1 pound.
Yeah. But if I would have gotten a 1 pound hand weight, it would have been different. So now I know. So, I'm gonna take Murphy on next year.
So what happened? What happened to Jason Schaber and Aaron Rollins who threw to the heavens?
Their offerings were not accepted.
I don't know. I was so expecting them to be very competitive last night, and they threw. I don't know how high those things went up, but they had to have
higher than the wires.
Yeah, higher than the wires. So it had to be. At least, I don't know.
That's second story, at least, wouldn't you say?
Oh, three stories, I would say.
Okay,
so
yeah.
40 foot?
If we add in their height and their distance, there might have been a tie for first place between Rollins and Schaber last night.
Well, this is what I'm saying. I think height killed them again. I don't know if it's because of the underhanded toss that causes that problem. I don't know.
I'm lower to the ground, so that's my advantage. I couldn't throw it that high if I wanted.
You know, I also got a message from the Grinch last night who did not realize the fun of the event, and he says he's coming back next year to win that event.
I told you, I'm going into training today, and I'm taking Brian Murphy on next year.
Well, so,
because I know the man has to have been training.
So now the headline last year will be the year that the Grinch tries to steal the fruitcake toss next year.
Well, and you know what? To your point of there needs to be a women and men's category. No, there doesn't. There really doesn't, because I threw it further than men, and men threw it further than me, and women were in the top three or four. So there's really no rhyme or reason to.
No, and I also thought the problem is there, once you get into that, then you also get into age. And people will say, well, people are younger, people are older.
Oh, no, there's kids that beat me, so no.
Yeah. Well,
let's just leave it as is.
Now, I'll tell you, James Walker had a very interesting throw. It was almost kind of like a frisbee toss, but that did fairly well, 60 feet.
I watched him throw, but I was behind the arm that he was, I was more to his left. Or was he a lefty and threw? Somebody was a lefty.
No, I think he threw it right-handed.
Okay.
But he did toss it, but it was almost like a discus type of an underhanded.
I could see where it landed because he got a good bounce, because we're all like back there, does the bounce count? Does the bounce count?
The bounce counts.
And he got a good bounce because he and I were actually having that conversation. See, your fruitcake toss brings people together. The most random of people strategizing in the parking lot wondering if the bounce counts. And it does. And I didn't see his actual technique. I just saw where it landed. So, yeah, he got a good throw.
He did. He had good technique, and I think he ended up... Maybe he and Dana tied for fourth. Yeah, he did. Dana and...
After just getting off crutches, he's doing pretty well, whatever he was on crutches for. I didn't know or ask, but... Yeah, I mean, he seems to be quite mobile, so good for him.
You know, and I was so glad, because I did not know until almost an hour before the event that Bob Bender was going to be able to make it out last night.
You know, Spears, there were so many people there that it was hard to keep track of who all was there.
Yeah, it was a who's who. And you know what I like about this event is that people still are nominated, because that's something that started many years ago with the Peanut Push. They don't really do it that way anymore. I think that has hurt that event, unfortunately. And I like that this is still a nominating process event. Because yesterday, I was leaving here, and Fred Malone from the Historical Society said, didn't somebody nominate me? And I said, well, you know, I'm not sure. They didn't say it to me, but, you know, Fred Malone, I think, would have been in it.
Well, I think if he would have just showed up, you would have let him throw too, but though.
Well, I would have. I think it was just late notice, because he wasn't aware until, you know, 10 o'clock or whatever it was yesterday.
Well, maybe someone needs to do a better job of promoting your fruitcake toss. Now that you have a meme, yeah, I mean, you can just start promoting it. You know, we're 6 months away from the annual fruitcake toss. 90 days, 45 days out from the annual fruitcake toss.
Well, I think the newspaper did us a good solid this year by running it before the toss. Now, they usually, in the past, have just run the results. So they have never done a story beforehand. Had I known that that was going to happen, I probably would have tried to feed them some particulars on the event and not let AI do the article.
there's always next year, Spears. There's always next year.
It well, there is.
Time.
But
it was very nice, and it was nice to see the Salvation Army there, and the homeless shelter there, and Peanut Butter Jelly Truck, everybody represented, and the sheriff, and James Walker, and you know, the city, and the county, and the county commissioner, and
city council.
People. Yep, it was a nice
former
time.
Mayor.
Former mayor, long time former mayor, and
the yeah. Grinch, Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Bender, yes. Larry Barnett, Major League Umpire.
I think Miranda's youngest is early elementary school to 90-plus years old.
Yeah, auditor and deputy auditor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I loved about it was you had the people with titles, but you also had just the regular citizens. I liked that. And I also liked that my favorite moment may have been the Larry Barnett singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. I did like that. You know, I felt like Harry Carey out there waving the microphone.
Well, you threw quite the holiday fruitcake party, and we did the only thing you're supposed to do with fruitcakes at a party. We saw how far we could throw them.
We threw them. Well, I'm glad you made it out, and I'm glad the family had a good time. And your son is always, always so nice to see in public. He's always very polite and very well-mannered, and that's a great thing.
Well, he's got good parents. What can I say?
There you go.
Take care, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you, Matt. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, there you go.
I think the fruitcake toss went well.
So do I. It's what you want. It was what you wanted. And really, on the whole, unless the fruitcake toss became 2 hours at some point, that's about how many tossers you would have to have, between 30 and 50. I don't think you could go beyond that, because you would run over in time. But again, I haven't had a chance to hear the broadcast, so I don't know how it turned out. So if anybody did listen to the broadcast tonight, or last night, let me know how it sounded. It should have sounded good. The mic checks went very well that we did early in the night. 740-383-9944. And I tried to get a word with everybody. I saw there were a lot of people there, so I shortened how long I was talking with people last night so everybody could toss, but I tried to get a word in with everybody. Nobody hit the tree, though.
I don't even think anybody got close.
No. So the homeless shelter got an unscathed tree.
For the most part, yeah.
Oh, did you break it down there when you were setting it up?
Oh, no. But, I mean, you know, at one point it was just, like, leaned against the stairs. And then it, like, fell over once.
Now, aside from Ken Halloran, throwing that fruitcake backwards, which never happened last night. About killing somebody. I don't know who it would... There were so many people standing in that area. If it would have just hit one of them, I know they would have been done in.
I thought it was going to hit the canteen there, the mobile canteen.
I thought it was going to come down on somebody because it... And it was kind of a sharp throw.
And I thought it was going to hit the... The kettle. Did not hit the kettle. Went straight under the legs or, like, in between them, I guess.
It could have been bad. Because Larry was standing right in that area with Brian Murphy.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, that could have been bad. Could have been a bad, bad undertaking. Did you like the Take Me Out to the Ball Game with Larry?
I mean, I don't know that it necessarily fits at a fruitcake.
Oh, it fits when you got a Major League umpire there.
But, yeah, I mean, it was good.
Well, I thought it was fantastic.
Well, I mean, we're not professionals.
Oh, no, none of the singing's professional, but I thought it was good. But there was a little bit of drama last night. I hate to bring this up.
Drama.
Well, drama before the fruitcake toss is good, I guess what I should say. As I said, I did run into Fred Malone yesterday, who I'm not sure if he was nominated or not. I think Linda did nominate him. But I didn't know how to contact him, so I don't think we ever said his name. So that was kind of... And maybe that's why he didn't know. Because he was nominated the year before. So in any event, I think that's what happened with Fred Malone. Now here's the other drama. And I hate to bring this up because, you know, we hate to cast any bad aspersions on the fruitcake toss. But in the past 2 years, we had somebody who brought hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, they did not bring hot chocolate last night. But that was okay, because we had the Salvation Army canteen, so all went well there, no big problems. But she was also nominated in past years for the fruitcake toss, I believe 2 years in a row, 3 years, maybe three. In any event, no, it's definitely been three, because she threw at the church a few years ago. So, I was talking to her yesterday, and she said she had hot chocolate, but no hot water. See, the face you just made is exactly the face I read when, or face I made when I read that message. I thought, okay, you know, it's tonight. This is a problem. Do you want people to drink the chocolate dust or something? I didn't quite get that.
I don't know how that works. I mean, I figure you could just make some hot water. I mean, you just boil it. I mean, that's it, that's how that works.
Apparently, there was no way to transport it.
What'd they do with the big old jug thing they used previously?
Couldn't find it. Okay, I know. This is where I'm going to prove I've been right the entire time about this person. So that happened. And then I said, you know what? Don't worry about the hot chocolate. I think we've got it covered. But are you going to show up to throw? Because, you know, you have been nominated. I just haven't said your name because of all the drama involving the hot chocolate. And at first, they said, I'm going to try to make it. That was the first response. And then it turned into, you have not said my name, so I don't think that I was ever nominated. Now, why would I fake a nomination?
Lee the one who nominated?
Yes, the day. See, you even knew. The day after, she was one of the first, remember? I believe it was the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
When we first started. Okay, so right there, and she would not believe it, and then she said, well, I think I'm going to set this one out. And then she went dark on the messages after that. So, I think I deserve an apology.
No.
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's exactly what happened yesterday.
Look, did she open the message?
I'm sure she has.
Well,
I know she's opened it by now, and I still got no response.
You would know if she'd opened the message, because you'd see the little chat bubble thing.
You're telling me that after we're having this conversation yesterday, that is the last message? That just, happenstance was the last message?
I think it is different to read. Look, if you open a message, in my opinion at least, I mean, I guess there's really no right or wrong way to go about it, I suppose. I mean, it's the same concept at the end of the day. But if you have no intention on responding, don't open the message. only open the message if you have intention on responding.
I don't believe that she has not looked at it, because that was before the
first... Has she opened the chat?
I'm sure she has.
Well, it's the assumption.
If she hasn't opened the chat, then it's because she knew what was coming. Because we were having the conversation about her being nominated and her impugning my integrity, saying that she had not been nominated. Which you have proved obviously wrong here, that she was nominated.
Well, you never said her name.
No, I didn't say her name.
I understand.
Because we were having drama about the hot chocolate, and also at that time we'd had the Thanksgiving Eve falling out or whatever it was.
No, it's your fault.
Well, you know what? Maybe that was my fault, but...
Well, I mean, I think this is just a continuation of that, meaning the whole thing's your fault.
No, that's not true at all. And you know that's not true. You're just trying to be nice to her. And you know that's awful. That's awful behavior. She knew about the hot chocolate this year, which, again, I think denotes every other time that she's had some drama with the hot chocolate. Because she admitted she had the hot chocolate yesterday, but no hot water.
Okay. Yeah.
So what does that tell you?
Tells you she didn't have hot water.
Yeah, I understand that.
I mean, she couldn't bring the hot chocolate because she didn't
have
the water.
So, I don't believe she ever planned to be there last night, because at what... Okay, let's... You didn't feel you were nominated. You didn't feel I said your name, but yet you went and got the hot chocolate. But then you realized you didn't have any hot water. So, let's say you did. What if I would have said, oh, you know what? I've got hot water. You would have shown... You would have had to have. You've already offered up the hot chocolate. See, this is what I don't understand about this person. Everything is
just... What if
they just
already had the hot chocolate?
Used hot chocolate?
Used hot...
Like second, like you didn't buy it for this particular event?
Yeah.
Well, then that's not really... That's not really much.
It's the same thing.
Like, I've got old Christmas ornaments. If I say, here's some Christmas ornaments, that's not really me going out of my way to do anything.
Oh, so? I mean, you don't have to give me the Christmas ornaments.
Well, apparently she didn't have any hot water around her house, so it didn't happen anyway.
Well, I guess it's hard to transport hot water, which is fair. I think it probably is hard to transport.
I don't care what you say. I have totally been cleared up now.
No,
because that whole conversation yesterday was absolutely wrong.
Like I said, it sounds to me like this is...
How can I be wrong?
It sounds to me like this is a continuation of the conversation from Thanksgiving. Meaning, it's your fault.
No. It wasn't my fault on Thanksgiving. I only said that earlier just to get to the Christmas conversation. But the point is, she said that she was not nominated, and you have already dispelled that. That's not true.
But you never said her name, so she very well could have not known that she was nominated.
No, but I told her, and her contention was, no, that's not true. You're making it up. No, it was true.
I don't know why she thought you would be making it up.
Probably. Exactly. Why would I want her here? I mean, I certainly would not go out of my way to try to bring her here.
I mean, I don't know. You invited, you told her to make to bring the hot chocolate every year.
And she did not. So now, you know, I think it's like one of those ruined Christmases type of thing.
I don't know.
You can't defend that.
Well, I mean, this sounds like a continuation. I mean, I'd have to go through and read your entire, like, conversation to give you, like an actual, like understanding here. But it sounds to me, like I said, it's just a continuation of the whole Thanksgiving thing.
I still don't understand what that was.
You apparently you left her.
Oh Lord!
You left her on red for like a couple of months or something.
So that makes her not believe that she was nominated.
I like I said, I don't know why she doesn't believe she was nominated. That's a different kind of thing.
Again, problem. And let me know. Hey, I have the hot chocolate, but I have no hot water, and I have no thermos.
I don't think they brought it in a thermos last time.
No, but I'm just saying, why do we need this tidbit of information the day of the event? I may have been able to get a thermos like 2 days prior, but not like the afternoon of.
I don't know. Maybe they thought they'd find it by then.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's fair.
And then say, I'm going to try to be there. And then within the course of probably an hour, it turned into, I don't think I was really nominated. I'm going to sit this one out.
I mean, maybe it was just cold. They didn't want to be in the cold.
Well, see, but say what you mean.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know. Saying nothing works.
Oh, no, it doesn't. You told me saying nothing is bad.
See, you just went about it the wrong way. You opened the message. If you're going to leave somebody on delivered or on... If you're going to not respond to somebody, don't open the message.
I'm not really sure I did open the message.
Well, I mean, I thought you did.
At some point I did, but it may not have been that day.
Oh, I mean, I don't know.
All I know is it was a poor it was an unfortunate lead into the fruitcake toss last night.
No, I thought it was fine.
Well, you weren't a part of that. I was.
Well,
you can't tell me it was fine. I was a part of it.
It sounds like it's, you know, it's okay.
Well, not to me. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It gave me a whole new perspective.
It wasn't okay. It would ruin the whole fruitcake toss.
No, nothing could ruin the fruitcake toss.
See, then it's fine.
No. It just made me see this person in a new light. Mm. That they did not trust me, even though I was telling the truth, has been well documented here this morning, that they did not show up after 3 years of competing, and clearly did not have other plans last night. And that they gave me this rinky-dink, I've got the hot chocolate, but I've got no hot water, the day of the event. I'm hearing about this for the first time.
I think it probably just sounds better than saying, I don't want to go.
Right, and I don't like that. I like truth. Tell me the truth, and I'll respect it more.
It's all the same, I guess.
No, it's not.
Why?
Because if you say, I can't come because I've got other plans, well, if that's not true, that's not... You don't have to do that. I don't like to stand in the cold weather. I don't want to come. Blah, 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 blah. I'll take that.
Well, I don't want to stand in the cold weather. I'm not a fan of that.
If somebody had said to me, if she had said, I don't have the hot chocolate, I'd have been fine with that.
Next year, I'm just gonna message you and be like, not coming.
No, you love the fruitcake toss. You love it.
The fruitcake toss?
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's a big event. But in any event,
it's gotten bigger every year.
Bigger every year. And additions have been great. The Industrial Channel, Salvation Army, the Wyman, the Homeless Shelter, Bob Welsh and the production of the plaques, and we thank all of them, and Larry Barnett and Bob Bender and everybody who participated in our Fruitcake Toss champion, Brian Murphy with the Marion City Schools. What a night it was. It was just a little chill in the air, but a beautiful night here in Marion last night, the night of the Fruitcake Toss.
Cold.
Well, it's December.
It was so cold that I put a hat on. It's not very often you're going to see me wearing a hat.
I didn't know you had no coat.
Yeah, I don't own a coat.
So when you have to stand outside for anything, what do you do?
If I have to stand outside, I mean, I guess I have a Carhartt, but it's not, I mean, there's no way to make a Carhartt look nice. It looks like you're outside cutting wood up for something.
I think other people had Carhartts on last night.
Well, it's fine. Carhartts are warm, so that's, you know.
Well, you could have went with that.
Well, but then I couldn't have wore the tie.
Oh, you could have. You could have slipped it under there. We're going to break. We're coming back. Much more show this morning. Don't go anywhere.
An awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea. I know just what to do. The Grinch laughed in his throat, and he made a quick Santa Claus hat and a coat.